It is Friday, the final day of May. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
How are you?
I'm all right. You?
I'm all right. Yeah. I really like the lead to the story that I wrote on this topic, so I'm going to say it.
Okay.
It fell to the women then. It falls to the women now.
I know what you're talking about because you've told me about this sort of quote before.
On May 25th, 1872, the Fayetteville Weekly Democrat published a story called The Dead. And they were talking about the fact that Union soldiers were preparing to decorate the graves of their dead for Memorial Day, but there was no place for Confederate soldiers. And a lot of the Confederate soldiers, of course, were left where they were killed. Mm-hmm. And they challenged the women of Fayetteville to take the lead in creating a Confederate cemetery.
They did.
And bringing as many Confederate dead as they could find and have disinterred and reburied to Fayetteville. And the result was the Confederate cemetery on East Mountain, where they will have the 140th Confederate Memorial Service tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The women that started the movement are still the women that are keeping the cemetery taken care of. Not the very same
no,
ones.
No. That would be impressive.
That would be impressive. But the Southern Memorial Association, all women, established the cemetery, and they brought more than 600 Confederate soldiers from Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, and Louisiana to be buried on what they called East Mountain. And now, most of the members of the Southern Memorial Association are older. Mm-hmm. You know, the younger folks are not so much joiners.
Right.
And now they begin to wonder what happens when they're gone. So they're hoping that this year's memorial service will bring people who are interested in stepping in and taking the care of the cemetery forward. And they're really not about North or South. It's simply that we've created this resting place, and just like Evergreen or any place else, we have to take care of it.
It's a beautiful spot. It's one of my favorite spots in Fayetteville, actually.
It is a beautiful spot.
You overlook the city. It's often quiet. When I've gone up there, I'm usually the only person there.
Lots of times you see kids doing homework, mm-hmm. people walking their dogs. The interesting thing is that Linda Doty, who I spoke to, who's been involved with Headquarters House and so many things in Fayetteville, said she spoke to a group of Boy Scouts who didn't even understand what the Civil War was about. And I don't mean in greater, Kyle and I just had a big debate about this. I don't mean in greater terms, but just the fact that it was sometimes brother against brother, cousin against cousin, friends and family who ended up on different sides of a debate. Doesn't matter which side you come down on, it's still something that probably deserves some attention, just like Evergreen.
It's history.
It's history. 10 o'clock Saturday at the cemetery on Mount Sequoia, C.L. Gray, who is from Ohio, is going to speak. You can check out more about the Southern Memorial Association at rootsweb.ancestry.com, A-R-S-M-A. Also this weekend, the Through the Garden Gate tour is happening. Kind of sneaked up on us. It's from 9 to 4 tomorrow, rain or shine. It benefits the Flower Garden and Nature Society of Northwest Arkansas and the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. And it's 8, I believe, homes all in Benton County. No, because there's one in Elkins, all over Northwest Arkansas. And they have great gardens. And it's $15 for adults. You can find out more at 935-3068. There's this little music festival.
Yes.
Called Wakarusa.
Which at some point, I hope the weather cooperates enough at least where it's never dangerous.
I hope so too. It's on Mulberry Mountain on the Pig Trail if you've never heard of it. Headliners include Widespread Panic at 9:30 on Saturday and Snoop Lion, who's been promoted from being Snoop Dogg, at 8:30 on Sunday. Two-day passes are $119 and a Sunday-only ticket is $59. And you can follow Kevin Kinder, the What's Up music writer, at NWA What's Up on Twitter or his blog at nwatunedin.com, and he'll tell you everything you want to know if you can't get there.
And might be able to keep you up to date with if anything has been moved or postponed.
Or rearranged because of weather. Or if they've moved the entire festival, north and west somewhere.
Yeah.
This is Mudtown Days in Lowell. Seems appropriate.
Fitting,
they'll probably
get
mud. That started at 5 tonight and continues through tomorrow with a parade at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Music on the Square starts this weekend in Kingston.
That's a great tradition.
If you're a history buff, you really need to take yourself out to Kingston and enjoy the beautiful drive. Brick Fields plays tonight at 7, and this will happen the last Friday of the month throughout the summer. And one of my favorite plays in the whole world is on stage at Fort Smith Little Theater.
Barefoot in the Park.
Barefoot in the Park. I think that no matter how much you love your partner, I think it speaks to couples always about expectations and realities and silly fights. But it's on at 8 o'clock tonight and 8 o'clock tomorrow night at Fort Smith Little Theater, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again Thursday through June 8th. And tickets are $10.
Bargain.
You can afford to go have this much fun.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.